Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yes, it is a Fransky Friday on the Midday Show as the Phillies get set for a series in Milwaukee against the Brewers. Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Scott, how you doing today?
Scott.
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Scott, I know it's still kind of early, but how is Adolis Garcia doing? That's what we really want to know. Didn't look good.
It didn't look good. I don't know, but I think it's safe to say he's going to be out a while if they're going to go make a trade for Derek Hill. But
yeah, that was kind of quick. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, because he's played some amazing defense in right field, there's no question he's been a huge asset in that regard, a huge upgrade in that regard. It looked like he was just starting to put it together with the bat here over the last week. So,
yeah, that was tough.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what they say today, but my guess is he'll be out for at least some time.
Scott, what's your first thought? I know you're going to get a chance to start, you know, getting to know him and watch him this weekend, but the trade for Derek Hill, the player he is, you know, I kind of learned more about him. You know, seen him with the White Sox here recently, but it kind of caught me that he's a Dombrowski draft pick from back in the day. So obviously there's familiarity from when he was first drafted in Detroit. He's bounced around, seems like a good defender and someone that could play against lefties. I'm not sure if he's an everyday guy for the next X amount of weeks that we're missing Garcia, but your first thought on Derek Hill and the Phillies acquiring him yesterday?
Yeah, I think all those things you mentioned kind of fit that profile. He's a guy who does defend well, and I think anytime you lose a guy who's a great defender, I think your first inclination is to try to go find somebody who can, you know, who's not going to embarrass you out there in the outfield. And Derek Hill certainly won't. He's a good outfielder. He really is. And, you know, he's also a guy who can play center field, too, so it gives them another option there if they need to. He can run. You know, so if you have a situation late in the game where you need a guy to pinch hit, his career, you know, his numbers aren't that great this year, but his career numbers are decent against lefties. So I think that, you know, that kind of fits a certain, checks a certain box that they're looking for. But, you know, he's a good player. He's not Adolis Garcia. He doesn't have that upside potential. But who knows? Maybe a different spot for him. I know the White Sox were mostly rolling with younger guys, and Derek was just kind of a fourth or fifth outfielder, and so maybe if he gets a chance to play regularly, maybe there's something in there.
Scott, I'm not sure how the Phillies are going to play this and what they're going to do with the roster. You know, obviously Derek Hill is here. I'm guessing Adolis Garcia goes on the injury list. I did see yesterday Gabriel Rincones Jr., who we've seen in spring training in years past, he was not in the lineup for AAA Lehigh Valley. When you've seen him in AAA over the years, what's your thought on him? Because I feel like he could be maybe an option, too, to help in the outfield, if not now this weekend, but maybe at some point this season. I believe he is on the 40-man roster, so he's kind of on my radar as maybe someone else that could help down the line.
Yeah, I think now that he's back and healthy, the only thing I've seen from him was the start of spring training last year. Looks like a good bat. He's a left-handed bat, so, you know, that doesn't check a certain box, obviously, because it's pretty lefty-heavy lineup. But I do think he's only played, I don't know, he's somewhere in the teens, I don't know, 12, 15 games, something like that. So he's really just getting back from injury. But they like him, and I think he would be an option at some point. You know, if the thing with Derek Hill doesn't work out, maybe they go to Rincones. My guess is he was probably on alert yesterday until the trade was made. So that might have been why he wasn't in the lineup. I don't know. Maybe it was scheduled. You know, he's, again, just kind of coming back from injury. So, but I think he's an option, probably.
Scott Fransky with us here on a Fransky Friday. All right, Scott, let's talk about the series in Toronto. But, and specifically one thing that it's been catching my attention this week and a little bit even before that is Don Mattingly's bullpen usage. And I think it's interesting, and it really depends on how you look at it. I mean, on the one end, I like the aggression using Duran 3 days in a row and getting wins, especially, you know, this team was 9-19, so Don's kind of had to have his foot on the gas since the minute he got this job to get them back to where they are now, which is in a playoff spot. On the other hand, it is only early June, and Duran is a huge part of this thing, and you want to be able to keep him fresh and healthy the whole way. Where do you come down on how Don Mattingly has managed the bullpen? I have felt an aggressiveness from him that when they have a chance to win games, he wins them. I like it. I'm in favor of it. But in the back of my head, I wonder, can this sustain throughout the entire summer that way?
Yeah. We won't know until the entire summer is over if it's a good idea or a bad idea. I wouldn't say using him a third day in a row yesterday or 2 days ago, you know, it didn't really abuse him in any way. I think he threw 9 pitches Monday, 8 pitches Tuesday. So it wasn't it wasn't like he had to grind through a big inning somewhere and then they brought him out for a third day. So that's certainly good. But I totally appreciate the idea of trying to step on the gas and get yourself back in the race, but you're back in the race. And I think you have to still kind of be a little bit measured. Now he's a guy who, you know, he's always had a reputation to be somewhat aggressive with his bullpen. Part of that is going to turn out to be, or whether they're successful or not, part of that is going to depend on what the guys in the middle of the pen do, right? How well they can sustain. The Kirkerings, Chase Sugar, the lefties out there, Banks, Alvarado, those kind of guys. Because, you know, sometimes they get used even a little bit more. Because of their covering those big outs in the fifth, the sixth, the seventh inning, that kind of thing. So, he's been going for it. They're back in the race now. And, you know, you don't want to do anything silly, I think, and put somebody in jeopardy. But I don't think in this particular case, he put Duran in jeopardy.
Scott, you mentioned back in the race, and they are, and right now the Phillies occupy one of the wild card spots. They are now within 8 of the Braves, which is probably as close as they've been in a while. It's still going to be a big task to try to catch them. But, Scott, I'm curious, where do you come down on the way baseball schedule is? Because when I looked at the standings this morning, I saw 8, and then you realize we still don't see the Braves again for months and months, and not until they come back home and you guys come home on Monday will they see a division team. They'll have a nice run of division games. But, Scott, I feel like we haven't played a division team in over a month. Do you like the way baseball has gone with the schedule where it's more balanced, or did you like it better in the past where you had a heavier segment of games against division teams? Because it's crazy to me we haven't even played the Mets yet, and it's the middle of June.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it is crazy. And I think it was that way, was it maybe Atlanta or somebody in your, you know, past year. Year before, I forget.
Yep.
But I don't love it. I kind of thought the idea was to win your division. And in order to sort of establish that, I think you need to beat the teams in your division. And you should play more in your division. But baseball's clearly moving away from that model with more wild card teams, with 3 of them these days. We'll see if anything were to possibly change in the CBA. I don't know that they would get into that kind of thing to muddy the waters even further. But that's usually where you would have to do it. But I always appreciated the idea that you get a little more familiar, you get a little more contempt, if you will, for your divisional rivals and stuff like that. And you have to beat your rivals. You have to beat your teams in your division convincingly in order to win the division. So I was kind of a fan of that.
Scott, this weekend should be a fun series in Milwaukee and, to me, a litmus test series. And this might be the best team that they've seen, you know, outside the Dodgers in a while here. In Milwaukee.
How tall was that pitch on the mound tonight? What, 6'7"?
Well, the velocity that Mizorowski throws. We talked about him last week, Scott. You're going to see the Mizorowski show tonight and this Brewers team.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I mean, just to see what it looks like. They're a good team. I mean, they just continue to do it year after year. And it's not a whole roster. You know, you don't look at 1 through 9 and say it's a bunch of superstar players, but there's just a lot of really solid players up and down the lineup. They mix and match. They pinch hit. I know they've had some injuries and trying to get through it with their pitching mostly. But this is a really good team. And, yes, it is a test. Anytime you come here, you got to play this team on the road. It takes a little bit of work to try to win a series here.
That's why I don't know my life.
It does. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on. As always, have a great weekend in Milwaukee, and we'll talk next week.
All right, sounds good. I don't know who she's talking to, but
well, you know, we're in a golf outing, and people don't know how to act around here. That's the problem.
We're on the radio. I come in here acting like he don't know what the radio station is. He's yelling at folks, man. With his little golf outfit.
I agree.
Outfit. That's a nice little outfit.
Yeah, I agree. One of us acting like some regular guy around here.
You know, it's been a minute that he's been in radio. He should know how this works.
You would think.
He scared the bejesus out of me.
He forgot who he is and where he came from. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
See you, fellas.
There he goes, Scott Fransky. You know, my favorite part about Scott is he always looks. We love the conversation every week, and he always leaves with like, "What are those guys doing over there?
What's wrong? Yeah, well,
what's wrong with us?
I think he's kind of used to it.
Well,
now.
He is. Yeah,
because
you know. But today he's trying to answer a question about the Brewers, and you got Ike Reese screaming in the background.
Yeah, that was great.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
We can't take Ike anywhere.
Can't take him anywhere.
He is 6'7", though. I mean, he's almost as tall as Bryce Harper.
Yeah, Bryce Harper like 6'8".
Yeah,
he's
about 6'8", 6'9".
And now we're spreading more misinformation.
Yeah.
Bryce is what, 6'3", at the most?
Nah, yeah, he's
Bryce
about, 6'10"?
6'5",
6'6". All right. Ballpark. What's over-under for runs scored while Mizorowski's on the mound tonight? Let's be honest with this one. What do we get tonight?
One.
I'm setting it at 2.5.
Ooh.
And for the whole night.
Oh, including their bullpen.
Yeah, 9 innings.
Oh, okay, yeah. He threw 45 pitches at 101 or higher in his last start.
Yeah.
Is he going to last all year? Are we sure?
So I heard an interview with him recently. Someone asked him, like, how do you feel after starts? And I was expecting him to say, like, you know, sore.
Yeah.
He's like, I feel great.
Well, he's throwing bullpen-type heat, like Mason Miller, and that's fine if you're only going out there for an inning or two or every couple days. But, my goodness.
The guy he reminds me of is DeGrom. So that would point to eventually he's going to get hurt.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, but his
stuff.
Yeah,
guys that throw like that usually don't last.
Well, the elbow just can't handle that. But he's healthy right now. And actually this weekend, the Phillies tonight can help Christopher Sanchez, too, because – this is the guy he's probably battling with for the Cy Young.
Yeah, this is going to be like the best. His numbers are similar.
Yes.
To Sanchez's.
He has less innings, but way more strikeouts.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the top two right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
So Phillies bats could certainly help out Christopher Sanchez. 215-592-9494. Big V in Mount Laurel's up on WIP. Big V, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing this afternoon?
What's up, Big V?
Hey, well, let's get into it.
You got it.
First of all, I appreciate that, you know, you didn't drink deep from the Spike Eskins, Jalen, you know, Hurts Hate Squad or Kool-Aid.
Sounds gross, but no, I mean, I'm giving you.
Is that worse than Beef Triangle?
I don't know. Beef Triangle is pretty bad. Here's the bottom line, Big V. He gets the season to run the offense, and then we decide after the season. That's all. I'm not quick trigger like Douglas over here benching people.
And listen, Joe, don't get me wrong. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm liking your stance and position, okay? And I do understand that. But you also have to look at the big three. You know, Jeffrey, Howie, and Nick, and what they've done since, you know, Jalen has gotten there. They've been working hard at getting someone to actually help with his skill set. And what they've found is that the coaches that they've gotten has not helped him very much progress his skill set, but basically do their plays and fall back to his talent. Now, here's the thing. We won the Super Bowl basically on talent. It's a talented roster. I mean, these guys have got some real good talent. However, once people start watching the tapes and the and their moves, they found a way to neutralize the talent. They checked the boxes on Barkley. They basically, you know, frustrated AJ and you know, with the decline of the offensive line last year, they needed more than talent. So my hope right now is that Mannion will work heavily on Jamin's skill set, the ability to drop back, you know, under center, the ability to, you know, find the open man. And then once they work on the skills, then the talent can bring them back into, you know, Super Bowl contention. But first and foremost, let's work on the foundation.
So what you're saying is Hugh Douglas is wrong. That's what you're saying here? Hugh is wrong.
Close game, Big V.
No. I'm not saying that he was wrong. So don't put a gun in my hand as Hugh.
What are you afraid of?
But what I'm saying
get him!
In terms of Hugh, what Hugh did was basically sound the alarms, and the thing with a cautionary tale.
He did. That's exactly what he did.
Done before the
Hugh hit the panic button on June 12th.
I did not hit the panic button.
He broke the panic button.
It's over.
No, he didn't hit the panic button.
We need a new panic button.
Hugh didn't hit the panic button, so don't put words in my mouth. Hugh
those are all words.
A little caution. But what everybody did was listen to his caution, and they panicked on that.
Yes, you're right about that. Hugh tried to tell us to caution. We said he's hitting the panic button, and ultimately what we say goes. So Hugh's in trouble.
That's how it's been. Big V, I hear you, Big V, but this is how it is every day.
All right, Big V, what do you got for us? Try Day Friday, Big V. Try Day Friday, Big V.
You got Joe Gillis.
Calm him down.
All right, enough. Big V, what do you got for us? Try Day Friday, something you love, even though it's not that great. What?
You know, but listen, look at this. You know, right now we've got it's a new season. It's a lot of potential. There's a lot of hope. Okay. There's a lot of
Friday
on us once again getting into the Super Bowl.
What's your answer? What's your answer for Try Day?
Okay. I'd say a 60 ring Cuban cigar. And two shots of scotch, you know, with the name Glenn on the label, or probably bourbon.
It's a horrendous answer.
Glenfiddich.
But those
what?
Things are good.
Glenlivet.
Those things. All right. Thank you, Big V.
Glenfiddich.
Aren't those things actually really good?
Yeah. Well,
the idea is something that's not great, but you love it anyway.
Yeah,
those things sound good.
Nah, I'm not a fan of cigars either.
No.
Not me neither.
Well, I used to be. I haven't had one.
I will partake. Say if we're out, like we're at a golf outing or something.
Go ahead.
Guys, do a stogie. But I hate the fact that after you smoke it, you smell like smoke for like 2 days.
You do.
I'd rather just rip a heater.
Yeah.
Rip a heater. Not the same thing.
No. Yeah.
But cigars. I'm way more likely to have a cigar.
Cigar smoke. When you smoke a cigar.
No, you're not going to rip a heater.
You smell like cigar smoke for 3 days at least.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything and your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Especially if you're not somebody that, well, I don't have hair, but if I had hair,
yeah,
you know, you had to wash your hair. You got to just in your clothes stink. It's just a lot.
Picturing Joe out on the course ripping a heater.
Speaking of hair, you're gonna keep your thoughts to yourself on the hair,
dude.
What are you talking about?
Well, what do you mean? What am I talking about?
Wait, what you mean?
What's been the hair story of the week at WIP?
Oh, Elliot.
Yeah,
Elliot, live your truth, dog. Live your truth. I saw, and you know what's funny? A friend of mine texted me say, when you see Elliot, give him a hug because they're killing him on
poor
Twitter.
Guy.
So he brought the bangs back out in the morning show today.
He did. And
listen,
I
support Elliot on the bangs.
I support him, too, but I'm not hugging him.
What is that doing anything?
Because they said give him a hug for me.
Oh.
I'm not giving Elliot a
now,
hug.
Now, do you like his bangs?
No. But it's not for me to like. His wife like them.
That's right.
And they probably, you know what, Elliot, if you want to be at home role-playing with your wife, man, go ahead.
No. Hold on. Whoa,
is he
going to
role-play as Mark Davis?
Oh, guys.
What you say? He probably is role playing with Mark Davis.
Stop. We can't do this to him.
Talking about I could make you famous.
Stop. Stop.
She's probably like, oh,
stop.
Mark.
Stop.
No,
oh,
no,
stop.
No.
Stop.
No.
We might have to dump this. Stop it.
Ellie, my man. That's my dog.
Stop it. You can't Mark Davis someone and call him the guy.
He at home getting sassy.
All right, no more.
Sassy Elliot.
Stop. Leave him alone.
No, we're off the air.
Oh, damn. All right, let's go to James at Delaware. What's up, James?
James.
Yeah, James.
Hey, yeah, James. No, what's up, buddy?
We got off track. So that's right.
Yes, James. James, you're
Hello?
Live on the
–
James,
hear me?
You are live on WIP,
no problem.
James.
No problem.
How are you guys doing today?
Oh, James, we're good. What's up?
This was the hold on line, the longest hold on line I've ever been through.
Yeah, well, I'm just
a
lot of people want to talk.
On this particular topic, I want to ride with you. You and
Douglas,
Durant on
you're
this.
With Douglas on this one? Come on now.
I'm with Douglas on this, with you on this. Reason being is, as a matter of fact, I have it two reasons.
Okay.
If Jalen Hurd is not performing good, after two or three games, they should pull the plug on him. Reason being is, as a matter of fact, I have it too. The first one is, you guys know this city, and you know this fan. They're going to humiliate Jalen so bad that to the point that some of us, we're going to get his birth certificate. We rip it off, give him a new birth certificate, give him a new name that start with the first name, mother, and the last name with F. That's the first reason.
Well, we're not very patient yet, James. We're not patient. You're right about that. Patience is not our best attribute.
Second reason is, I mean, do you remember Doug Peterson when he was quarterback in this city?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
We changed his last name, Peterson, to – yeah, we changed his last name to Peterson. Peterson. So I don't want a Jalen to go through that. The second reason is, for all the glory, all the excitement, the Super Bowl that young boy brought for us in this city, we should give him a minimum of respect and let him exit with honor. So if he is staying two or three games, let's plug in Andy Dalton there. So at least we fans have somebody to vent our frustration on him.
Oh, so we could boo Andy Dalton. I actually think that makes some sense. Well, he's the sacrificial lamb. Yeah. No, I get it.
Because Dalton never... Dono never done anything for this city. Jalen had.
Of course.
So let's give Jalen a respect. If he's taking a joint, let's pull him off so he can actually win honor. I rest my case.
No, James, it's
very impressive.
So his take was it's a respectful benching, so we don't have to watch you struggle. And actually,
benching is a bench.
Well, but okay. If you could go back in time, would it have been more respectful to just bench Ryan Howard rather than the last 3 years we watched him just stink it up? I kind of get his point. Now, is it respectful to watch the guy in street clothes on the sideline while Andy Dalton plays?
Well, see, there's two trains of thought there. Like, you, in Ryan's case, I'm assuming you hope that he works his way out of it.
Yeah, but it was.
Yeah, but you know, it's one of those things, and you know, the players are always the last one to know that you're cooked.
Yeah,
that's just the reality of it.
And that's why sports radio is here to let you know.
we don't even know sometimes, but we can recklessly speculate all we want.
Yes,
we can recklessly
and we will.
Yeah, that's what we do. But
I never heard that before. Respectful benching. So we don't.
Bench him. Just be nice about it.
So we don't have to boo you anymore.
A benching is a benching.
But you know what? He's right about.
You can be really like you can. Your tone can be real soft.
Hey,
once you bench someone, we can't criticize your play anymore.
Hey, we'll get on
Dalton. And listen,
Jalen, get your ass on.
If they bench Hurts this year for Dalton, you have to answer Hugh for all of Dalton's performances.
You are the Dalton guy.
You asked for this.
Yeah.
So when he goes 12 of 27 in London. And I'm screaming and yelling. It's your fault.
I did not ask for anything.
Oh, Mike. This is the whole week.
I like how this is turned into I'm calling for Andy Dalton.
Listen.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
NFL shop, it's been ordered. The Dalton 2X jersey. it's ordered.
Is that the biggest Dalton jersey ever ordered?
Yeah.
But no, I'm not wishing for Andy Dalton to be out there. I'm rooting for Jalen.
We all are,
offense.
Yeah. But you're just.
But if he doesn't.
Then we know what you're doing.
We don't see Andy Dalton.
You're benching the guy. It's unbelievable. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. All right, Hugh, you know what today is, right?
Friday.
Well, you know, I mean, it is Friday. I'm sorry.
Good job.
Friday.
It's Friday. And you know what we've been doing around here on Fridays for
Talking
the past
trash.
Couple Well, that. Yes. And we also have Fanatics Fancast Fridays.
Hey.
And they're powered by Fanatic Sportsbook. Here's what we're going to do right now. Because, you know, we love you, and we subjected you to Hugh Douglas over here for 2 hours benching the quarterback.
We're sorry about that.
It's unbelievable on a Friday. So we're going to make it up to you by giving you a chance to win $100 right now. Kyle, as I start to read this, can you write down the call-in number? Because the contest
line. Oh, you know what? That's a good
because
call,
Because I was about to give everyone.
Stall them out.
I was about to tell everyone to call in, and I was like, you know what?
I have it. Do you want me to just read it?
Well, you know what? Yes.
All right.
So listen to this number Kyle's going to give you, and then I'll tell you what we're doing with that number.
Here's the call-in number. 445 844-843-0000.
Okay, that number right now, FanCash Fridays, powered by Fanatics Sportsbook, America's fastest growing sportsbook. Be the 10th caller on our station contest line, 445-544-8300, for your chance to win $100 in FanCash from Fanatics Sportsbook every Friday. Winning hits different here. All right, coming up, what the heck did A.J. Brown say yesterday that's going to bother us? We'll hit that, your phone calls and all this. We're live from Jaws' Golf Outing on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Y'all ever wonder why Fanatics Sportsbook is America's fastest-growing sportsbook? Other sportsbooks, well, their rewards are just the same old, but FanCash, ha-ha, that's the ultimate sports currency. And betting Fanatics lets you stack FanCash. With Fanatics Sportsbook, you get up to 10% FanCash back on wagers, win or lose. You can use your FanCash to unlock the world of Fanatics with unlimited profit boost, exclusive merch, collectibles, game tickets, and so much more. If you want value for your bets, Fanatics will always have your back. Did also mention they are giving away millions in FanCash this year. With games like FanCash Drop, tap in every Friday to see what the fuss is all about. So switch to the sportsbook that will always give you more to play with. So go check it out for yourself and download the Fanatics Sports app today. Winning hits different over here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.